Thank you, Harry. So to continue where Harry has stopped, I would like to present you the results of the session four of the Global Workshop on Conjunctive Management. This is the session on take-home messages and future actions, where participants were divided into eight groups, and then they interactively worked and articulated the proposals for the next steps for the Water Convention work and proposals for the work in the field of conjunction management globally. Indeed, the questions to the eight groups were three of them articulated already on the first day of the workshop, and however, for this particular resume to the working group, we will concentrate shortly in next minutes only to the really key question for the work of the Water Convention and for the global actions, and this is the question: what should be the next steps for the Water Convention and globally? The results of the interactive work of the eight groups were divided into five groups of proposals. The first one would be policy recommendations or guidance. This, for example, would be high-level events to get political attention to the topic, guidance on management and governance of transboundary conjunctive management, harmonization of approaches, development of benefit risk sharing schemes for conjunctive management in transboundary context, economic instruments for conjunctive management, etc. Let me here remind you that, of course, not all of activities listed now and in the further four steps are not assigned to the Water Convention only, but can be delivered also by other institutions, either working within the UN landscape of institutions or outside. Next, best practices collection and dissemination would be publications to demonstrate successful implementation examples, continuation of specialized meetings to promote this integration, particularly within the framework of integrated water resources management, and practical steps and good practices in implementation of conjunctive management, better known through inventory of examples. So under opinion of the participants, the third group of proposals would be pilot projects on conjunctive water management, where examples are piloting work on the ground, especially piloting work on the ground and gaining more experience with conjunctive management in general. The fourth group of the proposals is concentrated under the capacity building and sharing of experience at global level and with regional focus, where twinning initiative programs or establishment of networks and databases of experts on the topic or organized field-based studies to gather real-world insights are taking place. And the fifth, the last group of proposals we selected under the help with negotiation of arrangements, where based on opinion of the participants, the most important would be the aim for the conclusion of agreements and securing grants for projects that promote sustainable water management. Before concluding my intervention, I would like, of course, here to thanks to Julia from the Secretariat to do the night job with the grouping of messages Harry and I just delivered to you, and that, of course, the Secretariat will further articulate the messages under better circumstances of having more time to do it than only one late evening. Thank you very much.